welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of The Lords of Lobang. We're back here in the studio again. Now it's just the three of us. Dan has left the building.
He's left the building. He's left to safer grounds.
Yeah, he has joined the kiddies, and we are the Lobang boys alone.
He's back at the longkang.
Yeah, in the longkang. He escaped the Lobang and back in the longkang.
Ground level. It's ground level.
Yeah.
He slithered back in.
Yeah. He may just squeeze into the hole.
I shouldn't say slither. He's not a snake. He's a cat, right?
Yeah, he's a cat.
They're
yeah.
all cats.
Yeah. yeah. I like how cats... It's quite interesting how cats like to... they have no sense of like claustrophobia.
Yeah.
The smaller the hole, the more they want to squeeze into it. It's like fucking crazy, dude. I was watching... I was just surfing Twitter. Yeah. Surfing past all the porn. And then I got to this wholesome video of this cat squeezing into this like tiny glass jar, dude.
Is it?
Yeah. And the hole is like... The hole of the jar, right? Is just maybe slightly bigger than his head. And as it's squeezing through, I started sweating. Because it got stuck. Not just stuck, but the half his body is in the glass jar. And then he's wiggling around to get the second half of his body into the jar. I was like, this is giving me like anxiety, dude, just watching this video.
Or the body that's stuck inside there out?
No. He wants to go inside the jar. Then finally, the cat got into the jar and then just lies comfortably on its side.
Shit.
Like, just chilling out in... the glass jar. Yeah. I was like, oh, this fits. Is.
I don't follow anything, or I don't get anything shown to me on Twitter or X.
Yeah.
About cats.
Right.
Because the app knows that I know that cats are evil.
All right. They so show you the other cat, the pussy.
They show me the pussy, and they only show me dogs.
Ah, okay.
Dogs.
Yeah. They know that I'm not Chinese.
Yeah.
So that I wouldn't think that. Hey.
It can eat.
They're showing me food.
I'm hungry now. They show you pussy in doggy position.
Emergency.
Yeah.
Food.
Yeah.
It's emergency.
Every now and then when I was scrolling, I see Paige VanZant with her OnlyFans promos. And I'm like, okay.
Is she a famous porn star?
No, a female UFC fighter.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Right. I bet she's making more OnlyFans than
on OnlyFans,
UFC.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. For
at one
sure.
point, she actually left UFC and went to bare knuckle.
What was it?
Bare knuckle.
Oh, bare knuckle. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And she got pieced up.
Oh, damn.
And then she was like, yeah, I think I've had enough.
Does she show full penetration on OnlyFans?
There are a couple of clips.
Right.
With her and her husband.
All right.
And fans were like, wah.
She should bring
Uncle
on
Dana should bring you back.
Yeah, she should bring on Amanda Nunes. This is, you know, add a lesbian to the mix.
There's a reason why she calls herself the lioness.
Yeah. She'll be eating the guy out.
Wait, isn't she the guy in the relationship?
Yeah, but she wants to alpha the guy, right? She's like, I'm gonna eat him out, and
because
then
her wife was the one who was pregnant.
Oh,
carried
right.
the child, yeah.
Oh, I thought they adopted. They didn't adopt.
No.
They got like a sperm donor and whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Interesting.
Or they just bashed her clit until she excreted some sperm. They're like, oh, all those steroids from your teenage.
Somehow your body is producing semen.
Semen, yeah. There are no tits, but yeah, straight semen.
Yeah. Wait, do they take turns breastfeeding the baby though?
No,
probably the mother, the one who bear the child, right? I guess.
Amanda Nunes has got so much testosterone flowing through her blood.
Yeah, probably nothing will, no milk will be coming out lah.
Yeah,
right. It's gonna be dry tits.
It's definitely gonna be dry tits.
Yeah, if you're sucking on my tits, it might be the same thing.
Fucking full blown lesbian ex.
Have you all seen the thing about Flash Coffee?
No.
Flash Coffee owes $14.9 million
to
creditors.
Okay. I saw that.
Including 300,000 to employees.
What is Flash Coffee?
Some coffee joint.
Oh, okay. In Singapore?
Yeah, in Singapore.
You should recognize it by its look.
$1.4 million and $300,000 in salaries.
$14.9 million.
Oh, shit. Okay, sorry.
Wow.
$14.9 million.
So they're in the deeply in the red, lah.
Yeah, reminds
they're
me of someone
fucked.
Else.
They're the bottomless pit already, lah.
They should just declare bankrupt and like get it over. Yeah.
I mean, they
unless they've got cash stashed somewhere.
How
like
how do they owe over 14 million to creditors?
Means they
they're just selling coffee, you know?
No, they sold coffee, but they sold it at a loss, lo. They've been working, they've been running at a loss.
They can't be that bad business owners.
But how many
they opened like a lot of outlets. They had a lot of outlets.
They expanded too fast.
They expanded too fast. Kind of like a certain you know,
establishment that we will be visiting later.
This is a what you call it, a warning. It's like an early warning to a certain few people about too expanding too early and without making much, or maybe getting too greedy on early profits.
The name starts with N and ends with Omen.
Omen. Well, that's a lot. It's a lot to owe. Wow.
14.9, yeah. And they owe their employees what,
300,000.
300K. Yeah.
So the employees were the ones that brought them up to the news, because there's one point, right, one of the outlets put like, we're on strike because we're not getting paid. None of the employees are getting paid.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure they can go to like MOM and like fucking counter sue the
MOM or the
small claims.
NTUC.
The owners just have to declare bankrupt. Nobody gets anything.
But the would they the be charged? Like, the can they charge like,
so the creditors will get whatever they can from selling all the things, but the employees will be the last ones getting paid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of fucked up, right?
Yep.
The small guys always get
fucked over first, yeah.
Yep.
They get fingered without any lube.
Yeah. That hurts. At least spit on it. You spit.
No spit.
Because no spit at all.
The spit has to be given to the creditors first.
Yeah, even that one. Anything they can
fuck,
take.
Dude.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you have to spit then. Use your own spit.
As soon as they're going to spit into the employees' asses, right?
Yeah.
Someone interjects with the jar and like,
No. Let me collect the spit.
No. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We need that.
Then each employee, like, let's take turns. I spit on your ass, you spit on my
and
ass.
Then the employees are like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We are going to get fingered. Those creditors are going to get jerked off.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're telling to me that the spit is more important for them, and then it will be revealed to them. And like, yeah.
Yeah, and the sad thing is, they thought it's going to be one finger, but suddenly it's a fist.
It's a fist.
Entire fist goes up their ass.
Yeah, depends on how long they haven't been paid. 300,000 means, let's just say we break that down. If they have 100 employees,
at least couple of months.
200 employees.
At least over a period of couple of months, I would say.
A lot. Poor thing, Adele.
Oh, well.
Well, anyways, speaking of work.
Yeah.
There are some people who want to get out of work.
Right.
And they would take drastic measures to get out of said work.
Mm. Not trying to chalking illness.
Not that way. Those ways would be somewhat acceptable. But right. In this case, I guess you can't get away with it.
Mm.
A maid, an underage maid, 18-year-old maid, tried to get out of work by poisoning an employee. Her employer's grandkids.
Grandkids.
So she was hired to be the caretaker, the maid of an elderly couple.
Okay.
So those were her employers.
Yeah.
And in order to get out of work, she allegedly poisoned the two grandchildren and the son. But I don't think the son was I think it was just the collateral.
Right. And the son is like 30 plus years old, right?
Yes.
Early 30s.
And the reason why it says underage, she's 32. Like, she's
right.
Yeah, she's 18. But I think according to MOM, is 23 years old in order to be order to get like a work.
That's right.
So that's why she's underage.
Technically, we should have gotten John Wang, our domestic helper expert,
to weigh on this topic.
To weigh in on this topic.
But the problem is that we don't know if he's involved. Oh yeah, we wouldn't want to get him here and then implicate, you know, like certain stuff. Not saying we're not sure. Okay, we will ask his opinion once all this has been cleared.
Yeah.
And everyone's been found out, and things on, and then we can ask him like, hey, what's your take?
Yeah, you know? What's your take on this?
Do you smuggle in 18-year-old mates?
Do you swipe right to them on Bumble if you see them?
Yeah.
What is their rating out of 10, in terms of attractiveness?
So she's been.
You know, I just say I only operate on a system that reaches up to 5 stars.
But it's weird. She only got 4 months of jail. I would think putting Dettol in Ribena is
okay. The thing is, because nothing happened to the kids.
What that doesn't make sense, right? Like,
so she should have increased the dosage of the Dettol.
It sounds like it just helped the kids. It cleaned them up.
Yeah, and you know they were the.
She disinfected them.
The funny thing is, right? She made. Okay, not me. This Indonesian mate mixed Dettol with Ribena.
Ribena.
And then put the Dettol away. Like, I think...
You see, that's... for me, as someone who does not drink Ribena...
None of us here drink Ribena, to be honest.
But have you drunk it
when I was a kid, lah? Yeah, not now. Yeah.
But here's
even a drop of Ribena has never touched my lips.
Mm. Wow, ever in your entire life?
I hate fruits, bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You tell me blackcurrant, fucking whatever, raspberry, whatever shit and all.
Then again, you've not seen Lion King as well, so I get it.
I've not seen Lion King as well.
Yeah.
Sweetness does not touch his life.
I was brought to the cinema by my neighbor.
Yeah.
For Tarzan.
Right.
By the time the opening adverts were finished,
yeah,
I was asleep.
Right.
Because it was an 8 a.m. show.
That's too early for...
That was too early for a fucking 10-year-old kid. That was too early.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah. And it was on Sunday morning.
It's 8 a.m. is too early even for me right now.
Yeah.
To watch a movie. Yeah, at least after lunch, lah.
And it was Sunday, bro.
Yeah, Sunday is sleep-in day.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunday fun day.
I was like, what the fuck is this? I'm not interested in this movie.
Yeah. You're not interested in a man ape saving a woman?
No.
Saving a hot woman?
At that age, right, I wanted to see fucking Bret the Ape Manhart.
No.
Undertaker.
Right.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Ah, okay.
I was more interested in that.
Right. You want to see real men beating the shit out of real men?
Yeah. And some boxing.
Yeah.
Not this animated stuff.
Right. Unless it's hentai, lah. Unless Tarzan fucks Jane with a massive, massive dick.
At the age of 10, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know what a pussy was. I didn't know what tits was.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
I was not even questioning why are there bumps on ladies' chests.
Ah, okay.
He was asleep.
Yeah.
I was asleep.
But...
You weren't educated yet.
So, no. You were about to make a comment on how you think it tastes when nobody except 10-year-old...
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like, how did this mate, this underage mate, ever think that she's going to get away with it?
Well, she almost did.
Because it's pure Dettol.
No, she almost did. So,
everyone could smell it except for the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, in the drinker.
No, everyone could smell it, could taste it, but they all ignored it because except for the 10-year-old.
What?
They all complained of something.
It tastes weird. Ama, the Ribena tastes weird.
Uh-huh.
And then the Ama also it smells weird.
Yeah.
The Ama could have, she could smell it.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I smell weird. Then maybe there's not something wrong. And I might throw away.
Okay,
then they just went past it.
Mm.
And then the next time, right, it continued to smell weird.
Yeah.
And then it was like, what's happening? Then someone was like, where's the bottle? Where's the Ribena bottle? And they opened it up and they're like, hey, what the fuck?
Yeah.
There's something wrong with this.
Right.
And then they were like, oh, get rid of this. This might be a faulty bottle, like some expired bottle or whatever. Okay, never mind, get rid of it. We can buy new ones. Then later on they realized that, the same cupboard is Dettol.
Oh. And they add two and two together.
Yeah. No, they didn't. They did, lah, but it took a very long process.
Yeah. Right.
Because she tempered with all their drinks.
Mm.
So the 32-year-old drank and he was like, a bit chemical, but he brushed it aside. The 11-year-old son also did not complain about the drink. It was a 10-year-old boy and told his grandmother, he said, lah, the drink tasted weird. Upon examination, then she's like, it got older. But she thought that the maid didn't wash the cup well.
Mm. Okay, but I'm pretty sure the second time when it happened, they'd be like, yes.
Who washes cups with that talk?
Yeah, no. Then when her sister, the thing is that she was about to pour a drink to a new cup when her sister opened the Ribena bottle and detected chemical smells from the bottle.
Yeah.
No one felt ill from it. And when questioned by the employer, she said, I don't know what's going on. The employer didn't do anything, but she kept the bottle of Ribena. So that probably was a good thing. Didn't throw it away, lah. She kept it in the Ribena bottle
for future investigation.
Yeah. Two days later, upon discovering the bottle of Dettol inside the cabinet, she was like, "Hey, why is it? Why is it here?" Like you said, why is it in the same thing? She reported the domestic helper, and it was later found out. Right, the domestic helper thought that when she was pouring it out of the CCTV camera view, so it was really.
Question: why is she pouring mixing Dettol and Ribena?
Because she was being overworked. Right. And I think she felt that she was being ill-treated.
Yes. But later...
Why didn't she use rat poison?
No, why didn't she pour more? So...
No, but Dettol has a very pungent smell, right?
Yeah, so
I think rat poison, there's no smell, right? There's no... Is there like a scent to it?
Yeah, but it'd be weird when the
family
has
where
no
are you
going to
get rat poison in Singapore? You can buy
it. But why, why there's never been rats there? I was like, why do you have rat poison in the house?
Hide it secretly.
Isn't rat poison like a controlled substance?
I think so.
Like for you to buy it, I think you need to show like your IC ID or your ID and all this kind of shit.
Or use like...
How many people are living in like private, like landed property?
Oh, that's true. Majority of us... Or some form of arsenic or something that
Bro, I just said rat poison is really hard to get. You're going into arsenic.
Yeah. And that's murder.
What's the fruit? There's this... This very poisonous fruit that has no color, no taste when you mix it in...
Durian. No smell.
Very poisonous. That was mentioned in Breaking Bad, actually.
Oh, it has been like in Tamil films since the time I was growing up. I know in Tamil it's called Arali Veda. So it has to be like mashed.
Yeah.
Then once it's mashed, it's full bone toxicity is like expressed.
It's out there, right?
Yeah, it's out there. And once consumed, it's like fuck. Yeah, it fucks you up.
Yeah, fuck you up. And apparently, if you don't know what you're testing for, you can't find it in the human body.
Are we trying to poison people out there? What was going on here?
No, but it's a very rare.
Very rare. And I don't think this maid was planning it out too much, lah. Although it was quite ominous that it was noted that she noticed that the grandkids would always come over and drink Ribena. Which means she was targeting them in specific.
Yeah. Like, why would you target them?
And to avoid work. So I think in her mind is that if she poisons them and they get sick, they'll be so busy and she wouldn't have to do any more work. But I would think that if they are too busy with the grandkids being sick, they will make her clean the house more or something, right?
Because they won't be there and they will be like, hey, you better do all the work.
Yeah, and so I was wondering
why didn't she target ricin. R-I-C-I-N.
Yeah. Why didn't she target everybody? And maybe she did.
Then she should just put it in the food.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't know how to cook. Because it was she claimed she was emotionally abused and like ill-treated, but later on they tested and they found out that she was not underweight.
Yeah, she's
although
not
I don't know how that proves she wasn't emotionally abused, lah.
No, if she claimed that she was being starved and all, then that's the only way to prove it, lah.
Yeah, but it was just found out that she also did mention that she didn't want to do work, lah. But I was like, wow. And I think that's the reason why the government has this. Think about them being more than 20.
Since she's 18, right? I think her plan was to come here and get a bae.
Yeah. Sean, have you found her on Bumble?
No.
Now hard to find her on Bumble. Right?
Now you find her in
now
prison.
Now you need to go
find
to
her in prison for
Selarang.
But she's doing 4 months.
Near Loyang and swipe.
Only 4 months.
You can't be swiping at Yishun and
after
find
that
her.
She come out and then what, deported?
Deported, yeah.
Oh.
Speaking of deported, we have not covered the topic.
The SGH one.
The SGH one.
Yeah, she was.
We did not cover this at all.
Yeah, it was quite weird. It was pointed out to me that why didn't we cover that?
Oh, the woman screaming at the nurse, is it?
Yes, and
yes.
Who turned out to be a.
I've got multiple like issues with the whole fucking thing.
Why?
Actually, I'm not very not aware. I didn't read much about this.
Sting your.
So let's put a pin in this maid thing and let's jump straight to this whore.
This whore, right?
Yeah, this Chinese whore.
The only thing that I've heard about this whore is from Sean.
Oh. Right.
Because Sean was saying that, have you heard about this? Then I was like, yeah, I glanced.
Yeah, because it's now, it keeps popping up on my feed.
It keeps popping up. And I'm like, why are you guys talking about this whore? Like, this bitch went overboard. It's a criminal offense.
Wait, what did she do actually? She was harassing this nurse,
no,
right?
She was injured, so she hurt her feet.
Uh-huh.
Then when she went to the A&E, she didn't get treatment
right
quickly enough.
Right.
So she was acting out lah.
Treatment quickly enough according to her.
Yeah, according to her. So I think she said wait 3 hours. But A and E is for everybody also the same lah. Most of us also have to wait.
If you're not like fucking dying.
Yeah, so I think she went on a rant and like she started hurling abuse at people.
Okay.
And then I guess that it went too far. Reports were made, and then she went under investigation.
Mm.
Under investigation, they found out that she was here on a work permit, but to work as a club, which she was not.
She was moonlighting as a hostess.
She was
in KTV lah.
Yeah, I don't even think she was working at any place as a club. It was all the way as a hostess.
Right.
Where I'm not sure. KTV or maybe some private bar or whatever lah. But she was working as a hostess lah.
Ho.
So when that got found out, that's already, you know, bam, bam.
Mm.
She's already in trouble. The thing is, right, this lady should have known that she was here
here doing something illegal.
Illegal.
Right.
And then, you know, and it was not like you were dying, you just hurt your feet.
Mm.
But in her mind, she was, I don't know what gave her the impression that she could be so...
Mm.
Her being a whore.
Yeah. Maybe I'm
fucking
not sure.
Who?
And when she got found out, things started happening. She got slapped with, I'm not sure that was there any fine, but she's going to be deported.
Right, and banned from entering.
No, she's being sentenced, right?
Sentenced, but also she's going to be deported.
Immediate after the sentence,
she's
once she's
in
released.
Trouble wow. In both countries.
In China as well?
For the thing she did there, I don't think China is going to look kindly upon that also. So when she goes back, she might face more issues back there.
Right.
For coming over here and working illegally as something else. And
No. That one, China can't do shit.
No. As in, they might do... They can do other stuff, but dock her social scores or what nonsense. La. Over there, got
more stuff. That could be...
But she has problems when she goes back there. La.
Right.
I mean, when if this comes to light over there. La.
Right.
Yeah. Most likely is be the, why did you get caught?
Mm.
No, I thought, you know... Let you go.
You should be on the down low, right? If you know you're doing...
Dude, they got like 1.3... billion people.
Why did you get caught? It was quite dumb.
They are bound
to
have dummies, what?
Yeah. And she's one of them.
Like, this is one particular example. Like, this cunt.
Yeah.
Like, how dumb can you be? You are already doing something illegal.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
You have to
and
be
like
on the
down
low.
Yeah.
You have to be...
But how serious was her foot injury, though?
Not enough to make that much
If
noise.
She still has a foot, then she should be quiet, lah. If she was so, fucking
energetic.
Not say energetic, but like so concerned about like waiting time, right?
Yeah.
She has just gone to a private hospital.
Mm. Mm. True.
Right?
True.
Yeah. Get some sim to pay for it.
Yeah.
Like, you go to SGH, that's a general hospital.
Mm.
Especially A&E. A&E, they only treat fucking accident cases, heart attacks, like immediate, imminent threats.
Mm.
That's when they are like, okay, we need to look at the patient immediately.
Yeah.
This kind of shit might...
And she didn't just argue with like the nurses there. No?
Mm.
When the officers and police officers came, she argued with them also.
Right.
They heard vulgarities at them. So what? Like, insane.
Yeah. Well, were there like video... Yeah, I saw pictures. Yeah,
but even the pictures, right? It looks like all the pictures are heavily photoshopped or like filtered.
One
right?
picture looks different from the other.
Yeah.
All pictures look slightly different.
And all the articles that have been being posted about her, right, has all these pictures. I'm like, why the fuck do you even need to put the pictures?
Mm.
Like, it's fucking clickbait, useless piece of shit.
Yeah.
Articles about a whore.
Mothership is hoping that the Sims that read Mothership, they'll be like, oh, hot chick, let me click.
Click.
Yeah.
Which is actually pretty sad.
But I can't find the video.
What video?
The video. Did they say it got video of her hurling vulgarities there? La, but I cannot.
In a very strong Chinese accent?
I think so. Couldn't
see. 他妈的! 我等多久了?
Is this the one? No.
Can't be her. La.
No, that's not her.
That's the police officer. Yeah, she's got the police tag. Yeah. I don't know. She's an accident vehicle. So I don't think it was posted by some guy called Gary, don't know what. I'm not sure. Oh, well.
Gary,
I'm not sure. Gary, the cop, I have no idea.
Gary V.
So you can't really
Gary
follow
V or
this.
Gary, the stand-up comedian. a friend of the podcast.
Yeah. Well, speaking of underage stuff, another person who's into underage stuff is Amos Yee. Let go from jail for a while and then suddenly sent back.
Right.
I think it was like less than 1 month after he was...
Undisclosed as well, right? We don't know exactly why.
Undisclosed reasons why he has been arrested again.
Yeah. But
but it's claimed that he has violated his parole conditions.
Right.
But we have... So Channel News Asia has been like probing the Department of Justice and I think...
Could he be that Department he's afraid to come back? Could he be that he's afraid to come back? So he
No, if he's out there, he has no need to come back.
A month after his release on parole, halfway through serving time in jail in the United States, Singaporean Amos Yee is back in custody again.
Yeah, yeah, but they don't say why.
Didn't say why.
Didn't say... they followed it up with, like, he has violated his parole conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't say how did he violate his parole conditions.
Yeah. I think karma has caught up to him, just like how karma has caught up to me.
Maybe.
By taking too many farts today, just now, I think I feel shit coming.
Oh, wow. Jesus. I thought you took a big one already. Holy smokes.
I've been silently letting out farts, but none of you realize. You see, I was true to my word that my farts don't stink today.
No, because you have been facing that side.
Or maybe you guys have just become too like accustomed to my death bombs.
Or maybe we're already dead inside. Probably.
Yeah.
You know, just like not feeling it anymore. You know. Yeah. Just like how Amos, I mean, we could make more.
As soon as you brought up Amos Yee, he's like, I feel like a shit is coming.
Yeah. But most likely,
just hearing his name makes me want to take a shit.
I'm guessing he...
Let's power through 4 minutes.
Yes. I'm guessing he contacted an underage person.
No, I most likely. Most likely.
It has to be.
Most likely he relapsed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's either that or maybe he was told not to travel and he traveled.
Maybe.
So one or two things. Maybe.
But,
or he was trying to travel. Like he was trying to get out and then it was like, no, you can't. This is a violation. You're going back.
Yeah, you see for him, right? Like being in like contact with an underage person virtually... I think might be a violation of his parole conditions.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for
it's
sure.
Either that or sure. Or it was a combination of all. Yeah. So he contacted a person.
But
who
then
was
you
underage.
Never know. He might be actually there to like tutor someone in math.
Or maybe he during Halloween he dressed up as Santa.
Maybe.
Kids, come sit on my lap.
Maybe it's he was caught crossing the some border to meet someone who's underage and then got caught on the way back.
Right.
And then they found out it's like, oh my god, you broke every single one of them.
Yeah.
But what are you trying to do? Not go back to Singapore. That's I think that's the...
He doesn't want to come back, right?
He doesn't. It's how do you avoid doing that? Well, they can deport you, one thing. But if you go back to jail, man, they can't do anything. Right? But now he's in maximum security, you know?
He's not going to mingle around.
Yeah, even earlier on, he was on maximum security. Still, right? Yeah.
It's like, wow, shit, man.
Because the crime is such.
Is it?
Yeah. But you get into a special unit, lah.
No, of like-minded...
like ex-cops.
Oh, wow. Wait, what?
Yeah. So these
like
are people...
serial killers.
These are people, right, that would actually get harmed in the general population of the prison.
Mm.
So they have like a special unit for all the charged prisoners.
Yeah. Or someone like... Yeah. Or like the Boston Marathon guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't
bomber.
They
threw him
in
maximum security
as
well.
Or
you can throw someone in maximum security so that no one can talk to him.
Mm.
You know, and no one's asking questions.
There's a difference, okay? So the entire prison might be maximum security. Then within that maximum security prison, they have different units.
Right.
So like you have like ABC, for example.
Yeah.
B and C might be general units.
But I think there are some max security prison where it's just all max security. Like El Chapo, I think he was thrown in this like 500.
Yeah, okay. So the entire prison complex, right, is maximum security. But then within maximum security, right, they have special units. So they have one unit, right, max security with all the prisoners, right, who have... committed like heinous crimes.
Yeah.
Right? So pedophilia, rape.
Yeah.
Not say white collar, cops, ex-cops.
Right.
Ex-judges, ex-lawyers.
Yeah.
like all these people who are looked at as like people who should not be doing what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
And then when you kind of fuck, you are sent in.
Yeah.
The gang members, the gangbangers and all, they target you.
Right.
So like a rapist, child molester, ex-cop, they target you. They want to kill you.
Right.
So like killing you gives me rep.
Mm.
Gives me a good reputation in the prison.
Mm.
So easily like someone new comes into prison, they are trying to recruit that person into the gang. They are like, go and kill this person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you will be a soft target.
Right.
So that's why they segregate them.
Right.
So if you are a pedophile, ex-cop, all this kind of shit, you get segregated.
Right.
And right. It's still maximum security. Like, you barely get to go out of your cell.
Mm. Right.
For your own safety also.
For your own safety, la.
Yeah.
They want to make sure you actually but serve your time.
When you put it, when you're put into general population in a maximum security prison, right?
Yeah.
That's chaos.
Mm.
Right.
Because everyone there, right, is a hardened criminal or has committed some fucked up crime.
I think the one that El Chapo went to, I think that one, there's no general population. No. I think the entire prison is just like individual cells, and each of them, like when they're yard time, it's on their own.
That's a unit. That's a specific unit. The entire prison is maximum security.
Right.
He gets sent into a unit, right?
Yeah.
Where he's so high profile.
Yeah. He cannot mix around with
anyone. Cannot mix around.
Yeah.
So what happens is that he is in his cell for 23 hours.
That's mad.
The 1 hour yard time, right?
Yeah.
Is a specific yard for him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That is like maximum security within maximum security.
Yeah. I mean, if it's not prison, it will be looked at like presidential suite. You know, you have your own like private tennis court.
In America, there are different levels, right? There are like county jails.
Yeah.
Then there's like higher level prisons. Then you got max security prison.
Mm.
Max security prison is where you don't have the rights or privileges that you have at other prisons.
Yeah. It's like they treat you like slightly less than a human being.
Yes.
When you're
so max security prisons, right, most of the time you share a cell with one other person.
Mm.
And if you are either a really important, like a political prisoner, or like you committed some fucked up crime, whatever, then you get one person to one cell.
Right. Right. But even Jeffrey Epstein got a partner as well.
Got a partner as well.
Got
a
cellmate, yeah.
Yeah.
Shouldn't he be?
And if you notice, the partner was a former cop.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. But the partner was moved out, right, of his cell just before he died?
No, he got moved in just before he died. Ex-cop, the fucking huge ex-cop Guinea guy got moved into the cell before he died.
I thought he was moved out.
In.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Then Jeffrey Epstein hung himself?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's why they were like, what the fuck? Why did you move this guy in?
Right.
And then like, where did the officer on duty, the corrections officer on duty go? Why didn't the CCTV work?
Mm.
Like, all those questions got brought up.
Mm.
How did he get all those, like, fucking jumpsuits?
Convenience.
What jumpsuit?
Like, the prison suits.
Uh-huh.
He said that he fashioned that into a noose.
I thought, wasn't it the bed sheet or something? He used his bed sheet.
A jumpsuit and bed sheets.
Oh, okay, okay.
Into something long enough for him to...
To hang himself.
Right?
Hang
everything himself. That happened was not supposed to happen. Right. That wasn't a minimum security prison or so. It was supposed to be supposedly a...
Maximum security holding
prison. Holding prison.
Mm.
And he was on suicide watch.
Yeah. Well, they removed him from suicide watch.
They removed him from suicide watch.
Maybe he had a change of heart. He felt guilty. He's like, oh, I prayed to the Lord Jesus. I'm a changed man.
There were lots of whys. Why was a lot of things happen?
Like before the guard was sleeping. Like, don't worry. We'll fake your death.
Most likely it was probably the masseuse.
Now he's in France.
he's in the Caribbean.
With Jean-Luc Brunel. They're high-fiving each other. Fantastic.
I mean, a lot of people would be wanting to harbor him.
He's having tea with Roman Polanski.
lots of places.
Hey, can I cameo in the next movie? I'll wear makeup so no one can recognize me.
He'll be an extra. Like, yeah. In all the backgrounds. But yeah, we won't know what happened to Amos. I mean, what he did until what a few more months later. I don't know whether they were even going to reveal it, lah. This was what in October.
Yeah.
So that would put him. He was halfway through his sentence, 6 years, 3 years in already. Came out.
He was on parole, right?
He was on parole.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think he came out on good behavior.
Yeah.
Probably. And then,
but right? There are no underage boys and or girls in prison. That's why he's in good behavior.
Yeah.
He can't
fuck
anyone. Or he can't. Yeah. He's not tempted to fuck anyone.
Yeah. But then immediately 1 month after he released, he couldn't tahan already.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure once he went in, he said that, no, this is all an attempt by the Singaporean government to make me suffer.
And he came out.
I'm not even like joking about this. I'm pretty sure that's what he would have said in prison. His fellow prison mates. Yeah.
Part of me do believe, yeah. He needs to spin a story to stay alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because probably, if he's not going to say anything like this, right?
Yeah.
Even the fucking ex-cops and like fellow pedophiles, they were already like, yeah, I think we need to do something to him. Because this kid just wants to debate us.
Yeah, man. Now he's 20.
It's like, why isn't pedophilia allowed?
Love is love. Yeah, that's his exact words, I think.
Omar, can you stick your dick in this guy's mouth so that he can stop talking?
He's no longer a kid, though.
Yeah?
Now he's a man boy.
He still looks like a kid.
Yeah, he was allowed to grow. I don't know. Maybe that's how he's able to talk to them kids there or so.
Mm.
But he's lost interest already. So the girl that got him into jail was 14 years of age in 2019. Now she's overage for him already.
Oh, too old for him.
The girl didn't get him into jail. He
got himself.
Got himself.
Yeah, I mean, I seen the girl that like, how do you say,
the victim.
Who
is the victim here, Sean? Yeah.
No, he's not the victim.
Amos is the victim here.
The girl was the one. I didn't mean to say that she's the one that. Oh, caught. I'm just saying that. Yeah, the girl that he got caught for.
Blame the woman whenever a guy goes to prison.
Yeah. Hey, but he's like the 18-year-old.
Sure, you don't have any Malay ancestors.
The underage mate. Yeah.
For you to find out more about that, go and subscribe to our Patreon. Patreon.com/lots.
Yeah, they poisoned her. They attempted to poison. You see, you can't. You know, dangerous lah.
Yeah.
They are dangerous. The young ones are even more dangerous.
Yeah.
Poison you with that all. She chose the wrong one lah.
She have used something more.
How is it the fucking poisonous kid's fault?
No, she chose the wrong one. She chose the wrong, like, Dettol's maybe not the best one.
Yeah.
Dettol?
Yeah. Not the best.
Use Ricin, lah. Ricin is better.
You don't wear the
small
get
amount, then they get sick. You know, they have diarrhea, they have like fucking vomiting.
It's definitely more worse stuff.
Just use fucking Shaltox or Mortine, lah.
Oh.
Pesticides. Yeah, but they will be able to taste it.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
or stick your finger in the pussy and
just
then mix
add
it in the
soy sauce.
But the funny thing is that why didn't she just target her employers? Like, she did say she wanted to get out of work, but then your employers, or maybe she still wanted to get paid.
I think she just wanted to clean their bodies up, lah. She wanted to help them. She wanted to get them healthy.
Or like hurt the overhear the kids using foul language.
Maybe.
Wash their mouths. Yeah, wash their mouths.
Well, I don't know. And also the man is what, 32 years old and he has an 8-year-old kid.
10 and 11.
10. That means he was 22 when he had a kid. Yeah. Wow. That's
21. 10 and 11. What? So
oh, yeah. 21. Yeah.
Anyways, it was the grand. It's his father's that hired the maid.
Right.
They're all living, not living.
Three school. Generations.
Was the father fucking the maid?
Oh.
No mention of mother, though. Could be deeper than we think. Could
did
be a cover-up.
Did the maid think that I'm going to inherit this HDB?
Could be a cover-up.
I need to get rid of them first.
I don't even know where there is HDB.
We don't know, right?
We don't know.
Actually,
we
that's true.
It could be
a landed property. We need John Wang to come in and give
his
expert
opinion. They sound rich.
We need him with his vast network of
if it's maid
agencies.
If it's a landed property, I'll get it that the maid is overworked because it's huge. It's a huge place to clean. You got
with one maid.
Yeah, it's quite a bit of work.
Yeah. Anyways, on that note, so Josiah can go and poop. Thank you for listening to us on this episode of the Lopa. with a lot of logo.
Lots of logo. Yeah, when you talk about shit like Amos Lee, I got to put shit.
Yeah.